Now back to Genesis 8. As Noah had a unique task before him and his family, enduring and living on a yacht, not quite of the luxurious nature that we're accustomed to, for a full year before he's finally given the green light to change his place of residence. And Genesis 8, verses 15 through 19, we now have the disembarking from the ark. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, verse 15, looking at the Hebrew here, vowel consecutive with the PL, imperfect third masculine singular, our verb, our speaking verb here, dabar. D-A-B-A-R. Followed with the common masculine plural noun absolute, our verb, our word for God, Elohim here, E-L-O-H-I-M. And he spoke Elohim to Noah, preposition El, E-L, with transliteration Noach, saying. Saying is the infinitive preceded with the preposition Lamed, Cal, infinitive construct here, Amar. So he debar and then amarred to Noah in speaking terms. A-M-A-R. First one emphasizes him addressing him. The other emphasizes the words he spoke. Verse 16. Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Go out is a Cal imperative, masculine singular, our verb yatsa, Y-A-T-S-A. From the ark, preposition men, with the definite article, common feminine singular, absolute noun, our word for ark, the ark, tebah, T-E-B-A-H. Yourself and your wife, you have the pronoun, first of all, atah. A-T-T-A-H, yourself, you yourself, vowel conjunction, and then our noun for wife here with the second masculine singular suffix, hence your wife, Noah's wife, common feminine singular, Isha, I-S-H-A-H, and vowel, your sons, wives with you. You have the common masculine plural construct with the second masculine singular suffix here, ben, your sons, B-E-N, plus the vowel conjunction, and a common feminine plural construct, again, of Isha, your sons and your wives, of your wives of your sons. Literally, common masculine plural construct, the second masculine singular suffix, been repeated. He shall have been twice. In verse 17, here I've corrected this one a little bit to give a more literal rendering from the Hebrew. The Hebrew, or the New American Standard, starts out with the verb, bring out with you every living thing of all flesh. The verb is fairly deep into the verse here. Literally, you have of every living thing of all flesh that is with you. The common masculine singular construct, kol, every, definite article, then the common feminine singular noun, absolute, living thing, kaya, C-H-A-Y-Y-A-H. That is with you, or which is with you. You have the relative pronoun, asher, A-S-H-E-R, followed with the preposition with the second masculine singular suffix, eth, with you, E-T-H. From all flesh. Preposition men, coal repeated, the noun coal, and then our noun for flesh, common masculine singular absolute, Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. Then he listed those things, other things with them besides the family, birds and animals and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, bring out with you. Preposition bait, plus the definite article, and then our noun for birds here, common masculine singular absolute, oph, O-P-H. I translated among the birds, all flesh, living flesh, among the birds, within that sphere, if you will. Wow, conjunction, preposition, bait, repeated, definite article. Then our noun for animals or beasts here, common feminine singular absolute, behema, which we've seen many times, B-E-H-E-M-A-H, among the beasts. Wow, conjunction, preposition, bait, then our noun coal, repeated. Then you have the definite article, and among every, then the definite article with a common masculine singular absolute, our noun remesh, R-E-M-E-S-H, followed with a definite article, and then the cow participle masculine singular of the verb, the same family, ramash, R-A-M-A-S-H, Ramesh, Ramash. Literally, among the creepers or crawlers crawling, among all the creepers or crawlers crawling. They kind of reverse it, the crawling things that creeps. The creeping things that creep. It creeps you out. Preposition, all. Some of you are awake. A-L, upon the earth, definite article, our noun for earth, Eretz, E-R-E-T-S, common feminine singular absolute. Then you have the verb that began the verse, the New American Standard, cause to bring out. You have the hifel imperative. This is something that he must forcefully do himself, if you will. Masculine singular, our verb, yatsah, Y-A-T-S-A. He's got to make the application. Then, in the Hebrew text, you have a second yasah that's not translated because there's a textual question in regards to it. But it doesn't do anything to the interpretation. In the Hebrew up above, you'll see the word yasah in parenthesis. That's the second use that some texts have. That word right there, yatsah. Anyway, with you, preposition F with the second masculine singular suffix. And he gives a purpose attached to it. That they may breed abundantly on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. Wow, consecutive, cow, perfect, third common plural, our verb to breed abundantly here is sharats, S-H-A-R-A-T-S. Literally, that they may swarm or teem, as it was translated earlier. Here, translated, may breed abundantly. We saw the word back in chapter 1, 20 and 21, and 7, 21, of aquatic creatures teeming in the oceans, and bugs, insects, swarming. That they may breed abundantly on the earth, preposition bait, definite article, eretz, the noun, eretz, repeated, and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. Wow, consecutive, then our verb to be fruitful is cow, perfect, third common plural, para, P-A-R-A-H, bear fruit, be fruitful, and wow, consecutive, and then the verb for multiplying, becoming many, cow, perfect, third common plural, rabah, R-A-B-A-H, upon the earth, preposition all, definite article, eretz. Verse 18. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Wow, consecutive, our verb to go out again, cow, imperfect, with wow consecutive makes it past tense, completed action. Third masculine singular, yatsa, Y-A-T-S-A. Noah and his sons. Noah transliterated, proper noun. Wow conjunction. His sons, common masculine plural, construct with the third masculine singular suffix ben, B-E-N. And, wow conjunction, his wife, common feminine singular of Isha, in a construct with the third masculine singular suffix, I-S-H-A-H. And, wow conjunction, his sons' wives, is the common feminine plural construct Isha, plus the common masculine plural construct with the third masculine suffix ben, the wives of his sons, literally, being repeated. With him, preposition eth, with the third masculine singular suffix. Verse 19. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird, everything that moves on the earth, went out by their families from the ark. You have repetitive of similar construction, with the difference of your main nouns here. Every beast is the, every is a common masculine singular construct, kol. K-O-L, follow with the definite article. It's literally, in the Hebrew, beast is ever literally every living thing, or living thing, excuse me, just simply living thing is kaya, the common feminine singular noun kaya, C-H-A-Y-Y-A-H. Then kol plus the definite article. Then the creeping thing, again, is the noun remesh, R-E-M-E-S-H. Common masculine singular absolute. Then you have the wow conjunction, followed with the noun for coal, again, definite article. Then our noun for bird, again, oph, O-P-H. Then you have the common masculine singular of the noun coal, followed with the cow participle masculine singular of our verb ramash. R-A-M-A-S-H, crawling thing here looks at anything that simply moves. So every moving thing is used in that vein. On the earth, preposition all, followed with eretz. Went out by their families from the ark. You have the preposition lamed, followed with the common feminine plural construct, third masculine plural suffix, or word for families or clans. Mishapaka, M-I-S-H-E-P-A-C-H-A-H. Mishapaka. They went out is the cow, perfect third common plural. Again, our verb yatsa, Y-A-T-S-A. From the ark, preposition men, definite article, ark, again, taba, T-E-B-A-H. All right, if they didn't put you to sleep, I'll try to do it again Sunday for you. And we'll pick this up then. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, to continue to light to see things in Jesus' name. Amen.